Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
भगवद्वाणी श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता की नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाय शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्ये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर कंटिन्यूटी ऑफ अवर भक्ति शास्त्री भगवद गीता 14th चैप्टर व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ द 14th चैप्टर थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर एंड हाउ मेनी सेक्शंस आर देयर थ्री सेक्शन व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट सेक्शन हाउ लिविंग एंटिटीज इज कंडीशन बाय थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर अप टिल वर्स 13 ऑलराइट द नेक्स्ट सेक्शन इज Characteristics are the effect of the modes on the living entity when they are living and when they leave this body. So when they leave body, where the people in mode of goodness go? Heavenly planet are the planet where the saintly people live. Satyalok, Maharlok, Janlok, Urdhva Gacchanti Satvastha. And where the people who are in mode of passion go? Earthly planet. And the people in mode of grass ignorance go to the lower species. Okay? Now, today we are starting the third section. What is the third section? How? First to know that three modes are actually cause of bondage. First we know this. And then we get free from it. So two verses Krishna is speaking. The verse 19 and 20. And then Arjuna will ask three questions. And the Krishna will answer and the chapter will be over. So we have to complete this chapter today. Is it okay? So shall we start verse 19? Okay. नान्यं गुणेभ्य कर्तारं यदा दृष्टानुपश्यन्ति गुणेभ्यश्च परं वेति मदभावं स्वाधिगच्छति Okay, so this verse Krishna is speaking, na anya. Na means not, anya means any other. There is no any other cause. Gunebhya kartaram. All the activities are forced by the three modes of material nature. There is no other cause. Is it okay? Yada. Yada means when. When means when we have a In 13th chapter, the topic is Jnana Chakshu. You, in 13th chapter, you have understood this word? Pashyanti, Yada Pashyanti, Jnana Chakshu. You know, those who have Jnana Chakshu, those who have a knowledge, the vision of the knowledge they see. So here, Yada means at that time when you have acquired that knowledge. Anupashyanti means see. Who will see this? Soul. I, as a soul. Now I will be drishta. What is it meaning? Do you understand the meaning of drishta? Seer. You know, drishta means seer. Like you are here in the first floor of the VIHE, down the two bulls are fighting, so you are seer. You are not hurt by that. Bulls are fighting, people are going. You are up. You understand? So you are seer. So when you when you introspect, when you watch, at this time I am too happy, it is mode of goodness. I am soul, I have nothing to do with this. You understand this? Like this, you are seer. Seer means anupashyati. Anupashyati. Anu means something which is happening, means guna. Pashyanti means the seer. Okay?
Gunebhyascha param veti. Gunebhyascha param veti.
Veti means no. Veda. All these activities are carried out by gunas. No other cause. When somebody sees this, what is the result? Madbhavam. Who is speaking this verse? So mad means Krishna. So now you read Krishna Bhavanasti means you become Krishna conscious. Is it right? Madbhavam means mad is Krishna. So Krishna conscious. Madbhavam Krishna is said at many places. Yeah? Madbhavam, mad sadharmyam, mad lokam. So he said many times mad sadharmyam, which means equal in quality. Equal in quality. Equal in quality. You see? What is the quality of Krishna? Satchidananda. So that soul become equal in quality to Krishna. Not in quantity, in quality, minute. It's okay? So Srila Prabhupada's purpose. We are reading the first part of the purport. Is a translation very clear? When one properly sees, means one means living entity, that in all activities no other perform is at work than the modes of material nature, and he knows that Supreme Lord who is transcendent to these modes, he attains my spiritual nature. Okay? Now Srila Prabhupada's transcendent. One can transcend all the activities and modes of material nature simply by understanding them properly, by learning from a proper, what is the word? Proper souls. It's okay? What is the meaning of learning from proper souls? This is a plural, proper souls, okay? So Prabhupada will explain in the next line what is proper soul. The real spiritual master is Krishna. This is Prabhupada's humbleness and clarity of the thought that actually Krishna is the real spiritual master. One day Krishna Jagat Guru. He's not taking credit, you know? Is giving credit to Krishna. Why Krishna is the spiritual master? He is imparting this spiritual knowledge to Arjuna, and we are getting from that. So he is the spiritual master. Now, similarly, it is from those who are fully Krishna conscious, means those souls. It's okay? If you learn from those souls who are fully Krishna conscious, is it okay? That one has to learn this science of activities in terms of three modes of material nature. Otherwise, one's life will be misdirected. Now, Srila Prabhupada is narrowing down. Krishna, those who knows Krishna, there are many who knows Krishna, but you have to approach one. So now Srila Prabhupada, by the instruction of bona fide spiritual master. You know, this why Prabhupada, he could have written first by spiritual master. It means he's, this writing means he's promoting himself. So he is promoting Krishna. You understand? This is the preaching strategy. The credit has to be given to Krishna, to the previous acharyas. So all those who are in the science of Krishna, these are all previous acharyas. You understand? This is something like that. So this is the preaching strategy. I will teach you. No. Krishna is teaching you. It's Krishna's teaching. Given by self-realized souls who know the science of Krishna. Then a spiritual master represents all them. Is it okay? So this is a way of not boasting I know. Or I am the spiritual master. You know? This is a gentleman's way of, you know, saying the things. Okay? what he will learn from the spiritual master? His spiritual position, his material body, his senses, how he is entrapped and how he is under the spell of the modes of material nature. He is helpless, being in the grip of these modes. But when he can see his real position, then he can attend to the transcendental platform, having the scope for a spiritual life. Can you see this? So what does spiritual master teach? The science of the soul, how body function, how sense work. So this is all science we have to learn, how the whole things are going on. Okay? So now is the most important line. Actually, the living entity is not the performer of different activities. He is forced to act because he is situated in particular type of body. Can you explain this thing? You choose the body. Once you choose the body, then you are helpless. It is your desire to choose which body you want. Once you get that body, then you are helpless. Then you have to work by the mechanism of that body. You know, soul, if by his choice accept the body of a dog, then he will bark. He cannot stop that barking. He cannot chant Hare Krishna. It will not easy. It's because he has taken that body, he is helpless. You understand this helpless body? We have choice to choose the body, but once we choose the body, then we are helpless. Is it all right? You understand? We can select the airline to go somewhere, but once we sit in the airline, we are helpless. The way air goes, where it goes, we cannot do anything. So sometimes, you know, I have enough money to buy this model of the car. Yeah, I got the Maruti car. So I have to go by the speed of Maruti. Somebody can go next to me with Toyota in luxury, but he's man like me, but he has a different car, so he has a different luxury. I have the luxury which I have chosen. You understand this?
Yes.
Then I am helpless. I cannot run. I can not go fast like that. I have only my tank 35 liter, but the truck has a tank 200 liter. You understand what? So then you are helpless. You have to work according to the needs of that body. So one part is in your hand. Choose the body. But once you choose the body, then you are helpless. You understand this? All right. Next. Unless one has the help of the spiritual authority, he cannot understand in what position he is actually situated. With the association of the bona fide spiritual master, he can see his real position. And by such an understanding, he can become fixed in full Krishna consciousness. If man in full Krishna consciousness is not controlled by the spell of the material modes, this is actually stated in 7th canto. Which verse is quoted? Last three lines, which verse is this? Anybody? Which verse? Prabhupada has given a hint. 7th chapter, which is this verse? What is the most important? Devi hesh gunamai mama maya durtayaya ye mam prapadyante mayam etan taranti te. This is the verse. Can you understand? So once we surrender, then there will be no influence of the modes of material nature. So which verse? You just write 7 number for your remembrance, okay? Devi esh gunamai, which verse is this?
714.
All right? So remember this. Okay, so what is in this verse? Krishna is expressing, you become seer. You see, the modes are acting, and modes are acting through subtle body, through the grass body. You are neither subtle body nor grass body. Then you can then you can come to the level to know me. Sadhar say madhavam mata agataha. Then you become Krishna conscious. Sadharmem agataha is the first verse. Sadharmem agataha. Technically to say, if you want to know how the doctor, how he is speaking in his language, you must have some medical knowledge, otherwise you cannot know the language of doctor, right? Like similarly, if you want to know the mechanism the engineer is doing, if you are engineer, then you can understand, otherwise nothing you can understand. So because Krishna is beyond three modes of material nature, till we go through beyond three modes, we cannot understand Krishna. You understand? You have come to that level. Prabhupada has given one example in these verses. If you want really to know the king, then you must have a qualification. You cannot know king without qualification. So to know Krishna, we need qualification. That qualification is transcendent three modes of material nature. Because Krishna is beyond three modes of material nature. You understand this understanding? You want to know somebody, then you will be at same wavelength. You know, at that same level. Otherwise, how can you know Krishna? Is it okay? Next verse. Gunan etan ati tetren. Dehi dehe samudbhavam. Dehi dehe samudbhavan. Janmrityo jara dukkhai. Vimukto amritam ashnute. Yes? Yes. Yeah. Living entity. If you know these set of the verses in Bhagavatam, Shrunvatam Swakatha Krishna, then Rajo and Tamogun will go, then we will establish in pure goodness, then Atmani Pashyanti. This is the set of the verses in first canto, second chapter. The set of the verses which is called the Bhagavad Dharma or devotional service in action. The Atmani Pashyanti, their word is, then you see your soul is different because you are free from three modes. Then all the doubts will go and all the Sanshya Kshadanti. You know, these are the verses Prabhupada has used when he landed in America in a song, Markini Bhagavad Dharma. When he landed, he has written a song, the Bhagavad Dharma in America, and then he used this set of verses. Anybody knows this set of verses? Shrunvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Sarvana Kirtana Hridayanta Sthaniya Bhadrani Dhunoti Sahrda Satam. Then Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. And after that, the Rajotamo Guna Akshayanti, all these gunas will go. So that's what the then seeing is that. So that the soul become free from all these entanglement. Then you can see. Pashyanti, Atmani Pashyanti word is there. Is it okay? It's called Atma is witness. In this case, this is particularly we also as a devotee, if we introspect, what time I am influenced by mode of goodness, what time I am influenced by mode of passion, what time influenced by mode of ignorance. If we see ourselves and analyze, then ultimately we will say, oh, this is a mode of goodness, it will also go, it will not stay, it is also a mode of passion, it will go. I am not this, this is a mode acting through this body, I have nothing to do, so I will not be disturbed by that. So this is the way the devotee has to learn, that's what Prabhupada is speaking here. So these other things will come in the other verses.
Is it like that sometimes, in certain scenario, devotional service, but you have to do some development work?
No, no. All the modes can be used in the service of the Supreme Lord, but not that we are influenced by modes. Like anger is a mode of passion, not passion, even ignorance. You know, anger is a mode of ignorance. But we can use anger in the service of Krishna, like Hanuman, as you have discussed in Nectar of Instruction, right? So how can there be a fight without mode of passion? Arjuna is doing fighting in mode of passion, but it's a devotional service. Yeah, so this is also there, but there's a different aspect. Here the point is, when soul sees he's different from the body and activities of the body. Body is influenced by three modes, not me. Is it okay? Next verse, just we read. When the embodied being means dehina, dehi dehe, dehi dehe. Dehi, deha. Deha means body, dehi means soul. The soul who is within the body. It means he has accepted body by his own karma, okay? Is able to transcend in three modes. Atitya, etan, atitya, trin, gunan. Gunan, etan, atitya, trin. Atitya means transcendent, atitya. Just he transcended, when he transcended all these three modes. Samudbhavam, produced of, means body is produced by three modes of material nature. Which body is made by three modes of material nature? Subtle body. In the subtle body there is influence of modes of nature. Grass body is by material nature, five elements. Okay. When he knows this, then he will be free from janma, mrityu, jara, dukkha. Then he will be free from these three things, which also includes, what is the fourth one? Janam Mrityu? Jara is not here. Is Jara here? Okay, Jara is here. Janam Mrityu Jara Dukhai. Which is less here? Vyadhi is not there. Which is included, it means. All these four miseries. Is it okay? Then, Vimukto, he will be freed. Then what he will get? Amrit Ashnuti. Amrit means? Nectar. Nectar, amrit means actually, one meaning of the amrit is eternal tree, but the one amrit we know, the demigod have the amrit, but their amrit means long life, it's not eternal. So amrit to ashnuti, ashnuti means, ashnami means eating. Amrit ashnuti, amrit means nectar, so he drink the nectar. Ashnuti means actually eating. Like Bengali say, when Bengali they say drinking water, they say jal khabo, eating water, right? So they eat the amrit, right? So Krishna is satisfying all Bengalis. Jal khabo is amrit khabo. So amrit ashnuti means in Bengali amrit khabo, right? So they are relishing amrit. They also mean the another meaning of amrit ashnuti. One amrit ashnuti, as long as one is with the three modes, they will go to the heaven and have that amrit. Also there is ashnuti. Divi Devi Bhogavan Ashnuti. But this amrit has another meaning. Eternal. They also attain eternity. So what Srila Prabhupada has translated? Amrit ashnuti. Nectar ashnuti he enjoys. Relishes. So translation. When the embodied being is able to transcend three modes of material nature associated with the material body, he can become free from the birth, old age, death, disease, okay? Then, result? What is the result? He enjoys the nectar even in this life. He enjoys the nectar even in this life. It means when he is living. And also when he leaves, then he will go to the eternal abode. Also both. So Srila Prabhupada's purport. How one can stay in transcendental position even in this body in full Krishna consciousness is explained in this verse. What is this meaning? What is the meaning here of this line? Means when we are living, when we are practicing devotional service, how can we be happy? So what Krishna, what Srila Prabhupada said, I have established this Krishna conscious movement to make people happy. People are miserable, I have established this movement for making people happy. And then he says, my Bhagavad, this our Krishna conscious movement is based on Bhagavad Gita. And then Srila Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita is natural. It means happiness is our natural constitution. So then I asked in preaching people, what is the, when you are happy, when the people are happy, what they do?
Singing.
Huh? Singing and dancing and then feasting, right? So what we are doing? Every day singing, dancing, feasting, right? So this is natural. When we are living, we are relishing this. People only once a year, happy birthday, they are dancing. We are dancing every day, morning and evening, right? Dancing, chanting, feasting every day. So this is happy. When we are living, we are relishing it. So it is said, Krishna consciousness is not post-dated chick, Prabhupada used to say. It's not a post-dated chick. That when you die, you will enjoy in heaven. No. You will enjoy in Vaikuntha. No. When you are here, you will enjoy. That's what Krishna consciousness is. It's a living. Right here, you will enjoy. When we are doing here kirtan 1.5 minute, our LA young boy is dancing and enjoying right in the class, right? Huh? It's an ecstasy. What is it, Guru?
Govinda
Bhashya. So he's relishing here immediately. It's not that you have to go somewhere and find out how I can be happy. Right now, so which verse you quote if you have to tell to the people you will be happy in this life? Well, there is also verse says it, Susukham, you will be happy right here. And Krishna, Narada asked from Krishna and the answer given by Krishna, what is that verse? Huh? Well, that is Bhagavad Gita, no Narada there. Naha naham tishtami vekunte na yogi nam hirdeshuva yatrama gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami narada. It's not that when you die and come and Vaikuntha meet me. It's not that you leave your work, home, and then go to the Himalaya and live in a cave, then you meet me. No. Wherever you are, simply you chant Hare Krishna and you will be happy. You see Krishna, and when you see Krishna, he is always smiling. You will smile. You know, very simple. If you have cold, you go near to the fire, you will get heat. You know, if it is hot, you go under the tree, you get the shade, right? If you go to the Krishna, he is all blissful. You become blissful automatically by going near to him, because he is a reservoir of pleasure. Is it okay? So right here, by chanting Hare Krishna, we will be immediately happy. So it's not happiness afterward. In this life, how can we be happy, free from anxiety, miseries, anything? It's very easy to say, but it takes a long time to realize this. In early days, what was the slogan? Stay always high. Because at that time all hippies were taking drugs and they think we are high. But then by the next morning they all were low. So they said, always stay high by Krishna consciousness. Always stay high means above three modes. Then you are naturally happy in your original blissful constitution. Is it okay? So this is what Srila Prabhupada said. Why in this life, in this body, how you can be happy? Right now. You know, it's right now you can experience right here. This is another experiment in the world. Wherever we go, people may not be from the Indian background. We simply ask them to simply chant with us this Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Panchatattva and Hare Krishna. And then we ask them one question, how you felt? And almost 99% people say, oh, I felt peaceful. I felt happy. Somebody said, I felt light. And everybody gives same answer. They may not be from the Indian background. They don't know anything about this. But everybody says the same thing. Then I simply ask them, so you become happy, you become peaceful. So where is the happiness and peaceful? It is right here, within you. It is not outside in the money or in outside anything else. The real happiness is within you. It is not outside. You know, everybody is working so hard every day. Why? To become happy. Are you become happy? You ask them, no. It means you don't know where is happiness. You are looking happiness outside. Happiness is within you. You understand this? What Prabhupada used to give example for this. Licking the honey bottle from outside, not knowing how to open. So you cannot test that. So this Krishna conscious devotees, they know how to open the honey bottle and immediately be blissful. Early devotees were not having more than one dhoti. But on the street they were dancing like their king. Yeah, that as if the whole world belonged to them. So people watching, big people watching, they have nothing. They are wearing the sheet, bed sheets. They are happy. And we have car, we have office, and we are miserable. What is this? They were really surprised to see what is these devotees have. How they are happy. They have nothing, they are happy. So this is a natural soul. The anand of the bliss of the soul is emanating when we are in contact with Krishna in the form of His holy name. So modes never disturb us. People are surprised here what they are doing. So blissful, so happy devotees. So this is what Prabhupada is saying. This is while living in this body. It's okay? The Sanskrit word is dehi, means embodied, means soul. Although one is within the material body, by his advancement in spiritual knowledge, he can be free from the influence of the modes of nature. He can enjoy the happiness of the spiritual life, even in this body. Because after leaving this body, he is certainly going to spiritual sky, which means two meaning of amrit. You know, by this line there are two meaning of amritum ashnoti. When he is here, he enjoys the nectar, and then he will go to the eternal. That amrit means eternal. You know, there are many places Krishna has said amritam. You know, in this case, now you keep your frame of your mind like this. This section is jnani. This is a practice of a jnani of bhakti. It's not pure devotees. They are already described in 12th chapter. Right? You understand? So this section, these jnanis, when they practice bhakti, you understand my point? These are the jnanis, they are practicing bhakti. Because this whole section is from jnana to bhakti. So they are not, this is not pure devotees like in 12th chapter or you know, 9th chapter. No, this section is different. So these are the jnanis. They become happy. So the word here uses like amrit, brahma. Krishna is not using like direct something. Okay, next line. But even in this life, he can enjoy the spiritual happiness. So there are different type of happiness we will come across in our bhakti, rasamrita, sindhu, maybe tomorrow, different type of happiness. Happiness at the bodily level, happiness of the Brahma Anand, and happiness of Bhakti Anand. So Brahma Anand is 1% as compared to the 100% Bhakti Anand. You understand my point? So happiness is at the level of body, at the level of Brahma Anand, realization of Brahma. Like the jnanis. And then bhakti anand, anand of the bhakti. There is higher than Brahma anand. Therefore many Brahma anandi like us, Sanakadi Rishi, they become devotee. Because Sukhdev Goswami, they were jnanis. They were having Brahma anand, but they then transcended Brahma anand because The Krishna Bhakti Ananda is million times more sweet than the Brahma Ananda. You understand my point, this? Is it clear? No? No?
Yes.
Brahma Ananda is a drop as compared to Bhakti Ananda. Is okay?
Yes.
So spiritual happiness, which means the happy, this is spiritual happiness means the symptom of the soul, Ananda. In other words, devotional service in Krishna consciousness is the sign of liberation from material entanglement. And this will be explained in 18th chapter. Which verse is this? See, read the purport, last line. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma? Is this verse? See. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, this. What is the line Srila Prabhupada is writing? You write down this quote from 18th chapter, which verse is this? Last two lines. One is free from influence of modes of material nature, he enters into the devotional service. Huh? Yes, Mad Bhakti Labhate Param is the last part of this verse. You understand this? Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakankshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Labante Madhaktim Param. So when they reach first to the Brahmananda, and then they are now eligible for Bhakti. And then Bhakti will lead them from Brahma to, what is the next verse? Bhaktya Mama Vijanati Tattvasta. Hey, Valdimir, what is this verse? Bhakti Amam? Vishatte Anantaram. So what it means? It means is from Brahma Ananda, they will reach to the, by, then they will practice Param Bhakti, Para Bhakti, and they will know me. And who am I? Bhagavan. So from Brahma Ananda they will come to Bhagavan Ananda. You understand this? They know me by Bhakti, they know me, and then they will get Bhakti Ananda. From Brahma Ananda is a higher Ananda. You understand these two verses go like this? So Brahma Ananda verse, it has one important message, that Para Bhakti start after transcending three modes. Pure devotional service start when we transcend three modes and come at the stage of Brahma realization. You understand this? And that bhakti will make us to know Krishna, Bhagavan. So these are, in some of the purport, all these things are very clearly said. We will reach to that. Is it okay? Next verse. Now Arjuna has a question. Yes.
The last line, when one is free from the influence of the modes of material nature, he enters into devotional service. Isn't it that we take up devotional service when we get the mercy of Guru before we are free from the modes?
Well, there are many other reasons, but you know, here Prabhupada is quoting this verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. What it means, because already the previous verse we have discussed, by the guidance of the Gurus we will come over the three modes of material nature, then we will reach the stage of Brahma, mm-hmm. Then we will really practice the pure devotional service, then we know that, so these are all gradation, all these are there, but this place is a different context. This place is how while living he is happy. Guru's kripa and all this is there, but this is, yeah, all these things are is a different context. So this context is different. This context is Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. My Para Bhakti they will get. It's okay? Now when Arjuna heard this nice intro, they know you, they get your, they enjoy eternity. So he was inquisitive. He asked three questions. So this next verse is three questions of Arjuna.
Arjuna vacha kair linge stren gunane tan atito bhavati prabho kimacharatah katham chaitan trengunanati vartate.
So first line is kair linges, meaning by what symptoms. Linges means by what symptoms. A person who has transcended three modes is recognized. So first question is, what are the symptoms of the person who has transcended three modes? Second is, kim acharat, what is his behavior? What is his behavior? One who is free from three modes, who has transcended three modes. What is his behavior, which we observe? Your symptom, you see yourself, but the behavior, other people observe you. So this is only different between the two. Your first question is, what is the transformation as a man when he transcends three modes? Second question is, how he behave that people can recognize by his action. Is it okay? And third question is, what is the method to transcend three modes? So it's okay, three questions are clear? First, lingage means symptoms within, in inner. Other is behavior, which is apparent, seen by others. And third is, how to transcend it. Now these four verses together Srila Prabhupada has put. In these four verses, well, Baldev Vidyabhushan says, first verse is the answer to the first question. First verse is answer to the first question. And second, third, fourth verses, they are answer to the behavior. And then the 26th verse is the answer to the third question. How one can transcend three modes. Is it okay? So what is the first verse? Let us read first verse for only. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Prakashkam cha pravirtim cha moham eva cha pandava nadveshti sam pravirtani nanyavrtatani kankshati. Now these are the internal symptoms. Person himself, he can know what are the different modes and what are their symptoms. When they are coming, this is modes, he's not disturbed when they come, and he's not disturbed when they go. And what are these three? Now the first line, first word is prakashkam, means mode of goodness. Prakashkam means mode of goodness. This is our verses we have seen, prakashkam. And pravrti is mode of passion. And moho is a mode of ignorance. Is it okay? So these three words represent three modes. The first word is mode of goodness, jnanam, prakashkam. We have these verses discussed, which says all these. Prakashkam is good mode of goodness. Pravrti means really passionate action. This is mode of passion. And mohanam, which means illusion, madness, laziness, this is mode of ignorance. Now all these three, he Pandav, he Arjuna, nadveshti, when they come, he dare not hate them. And nakankshati, and if they are not there, he is not hankering for that. What it means? It means to go to this verse, that he is seer. Oh, now mode of goodness has come as my guest. I am happy. Oh, now I have to run fast. I have to catch train. Mode of patience has entered into me. All right, his guest. I am too tired. I want to sleep. Mode of ignorance has come to me. All right. And then all of a sudden, somebody has, oh, train is gone. All right, no problem. So the he sees modes are coming and modes are going. What is the meaning of this actually? Inside us, there is something which is our original nature. And there is something which is acquired by modes from the different surroundings. It's not that everything within us is ours. So he understands that this is not mine. This is mode of goodness, influence of mode of goodness. This is more influence of mode of ignorance. This is mode of passion. It is not mine. It's not my nature. So in our life, we will realize this when we grow. I mean, personally, we know that when once I become, say, for example, angry. Well, I know why I become angry, because definitely at that time I was influenced by mode of ignorance. You know, so next time I should avoid that situation. So we know, gradually we know how, which mode is influencing us, and how, and his mode is coming. We don't care for him, it will go back. Coming, going back, and after 3-4 times they say he's not taking care of us, so they start coming. You understand this point? Modes are coming and going. They are not stationary. They are coming and going. I should not be disturbed by that. You observe in your own life which mode is acting on me now. And then you say it's not my actual original. Originally I should be serving Krishna. Why I am so much motivated by this mode? This is influence of the mode. I should not really get into it. Let it go. Let it pass. You understand this? This is something we have to develop in our own life. This is a practice. We should practice this sometime, you know. There's many reasons to become angry, but we should not become angry. Oh, it is mode pushing me. This is the nature of this body, this mode which is pushing me. I should not really become servant of the pushing of the mode. I should just stand by in my devotional service. Many reasons for that, but we should not be carried out by the influence of all these modes. So the first verse is inner observation. Person knows these are the effect of these gunas. I am not this guna. This is body. I have accepted. So this body is working helplessly because of the gunas. I am not this. So they may come, I will not be happy. When they go, I will not be disturbed. Or I don't want this. They come and then go, no problem. They can come and go. So many people are walking in the street. What is the problem? So in us, there are many things. Gradually, we have to take them all out. There's one story I was still learning, hearing once. There was a beautiful mango, you know, beautiful Guru's mango garden, nice mangoes. The owner of the garden says every day some mangoes are missing from the trees. So one day he was watching, there are 4 men collecting mangoes. So he said, there are 4, I am alone in the middle of the night. If I fight with them, they will kill me and they will take everything. So he immediately went in front of them. Then he recognized them. Oh, he is Brahman. He said, of my own village, I know he is a Brahman. Oh, he is a Kshatri. He is a businessman, Vaishya, and he is worker. So he knew all 4. So he told the Brahman first, you are Maharaj Brahman. Why you are taking trouble in middle of night? I can send some mangoes to your home as a dakshana tomorrow, as a donation. Why you are taking trouble? Don't worry. Then he said, oh, you Kshatri, you are ruler, you are protecting us. You have a share in this burden. Why you are taking trouble in middle of night? I can give your share, because you are the here, like the king or minister, so I have to give you tax. Why you are taking trouble? Then he said to the businessman, anyway, you are a businessman. I can always sell you mango. You get a profit. Why you are taking so much trouble in middle of the night? And then he looked to the worker. So you fourth class men, I'm giving you salary, then Yahweh you are stealing. Get out from here. So that one person is gone. So he got this mode of ignorance out first. Then again he said to the Brahman, Maharaj, don't worry, I will send you all donations every time, regularly. You should not worry. O Kshatri, you always protect us. I will give you tax. But you businessmen, I come to your shop, you charge money. Why you are stealing from here? Get out, nonsense. Leave all the mangoes. Now this is mode of passion. Out. With a more ignorance. Then only two are left. He said, Brahman Maharaj, dandavat to you. I am at your lotus feet. All this garden is yours. But you Kshatri supposed to protect my garden. You are stealing. Where should I go and complain? Leave mangoes. Get out. Though now he has got this patient, higher patient out. Now only Brahman is left. He said, Maharaj, you have to teach us not to be thief, and you are thief. How can we survive? Get out. Leave all mangoes. So he saved his mangoes and he got everybody out without disturbance. So all these modes are like this. So we have to behave like this. We have to get one each mode every time out when he come. Get out. It's not your business. This is not your. I'm Krishna's. Why you are enjoying me? You know, I'm not for you. You understand? This is the way. This is what it means. These are the different symptoms of different modes. They appear and disappear, but they don't disturb the person who is in Krishna consciousness, who is in a jnana. Actually, this is a jnani again. Because jnani always think like this. I am drishta. These things come and go. This is a jnani's language actually. Right? Now next verse. Because Prabhupada has a purpose for all those four verses. When we finish purpose, still the question remains, then we'll talk. Because purpose may give all the answers. Next verse. Udasin vadasino guner yona vichalyate gunavartanti evam yo avatishtati nengati. Now this udasin vadasin Krishna has used for himself. You remember these two words? Where Krishna says udasin vadasinam? Ninth chapter. Prakriti kriya manani. No. Maya dhikshena prakriti before this. Maya dhikshena prakriti before this verse. Udasin vadasinam gunana. Nachaman. Nibadhanti dhananja udasin vadasinam. Udasin means neutral. Udasin means neutral. Actually, ud means up. Ut means high. Asan means seat. My seat is higher. I am neutral. They are fighting. Two parties are fighting. I am above that. Asinam means sitting. So this it means the one who is beyond three modes, he is same in quality to Krishna. Udasin, both are udasin, vadasin. You know, where Krishna says himself, I am udasin, vadasin in this material world. Now the soul become udasin, vadasinam. So it means he become equal in, he become madbhavam agataha. He become equal in quality. Is it okay? So this is udasin, vadasinam. Same example, you are up first floor. Bull may fight. There may be some flood water come from Yamuna, but you are not affected because you are up. Some political party is losing. Some political party is winning. Social in society, something is going here, something is going here. We are not disturbed. That is the meaning of udasin, neutral. So Prabhupada and Purpada has put word neutral. Okay, next. Sama dukkha sukha swastha sama loshtra sama kanchana tulya priya pirodhiras
tulya nindatma sangshistuti
samadukha sukha swaista. Swaista means he is situated in his self. Swaista, he is situated in his own self. Samasukha, dukkha is also coming, sukha is also. Happiness is coming and also distress is coming, but they are temporary, they will go, they will not stay forever. They both are guests. Happiness is also not going to stay forever, and neither the misery will stay forever. So he is equal to both. There may be happiness, there may be distress, no problem. Sama loshtra asham kanchana. Loshtra, ashama, kanchana. Three things are there. Loshtra, ashama. Asham means stone. And kanchana means gold. The first word, loshtra, ashama. Loshtra means the sand. Sand, stone, gold, it is equal to him. If it is not connected to Krishna, whatever it may be gold in Lanka, I don't look at it. You understand? That's it. He has no interest in all these things. He's above from happiness and distress. He's above from the discrimination of the material values of the things. It doesn't mean that he's a fool. He don't understand what is gold. He knows this is gold. I can make it nice ornament for Krishna as a devotee. It's all right. He knows it's a stone. I can make a nice building for Krishna. That's okay. He knows. But it's not that I should enjoy gold. And I should, throw the stone. It is good, it's bad. He has no this discrimination. Why? Because he's beyond dualities. Because duality is by material nature. Duality is by mode of material nature. He's above that. Therefore, he is not disturbed by this. One Ramanuja Acharya line, there is a devotee and his wife. Some thief came to steal the golden ornaments. So, something, she turned to the other side that he can take the other one, and then he ran away because he thought that she is wakeful. So next morning she told the husband, like this somebody came, say, why are you moved? Let him take. You understand? So they were not attached to all these ornaments and everything. Even that he went back, they were disturbed by that. He should have taken. He may have need, therefore he came. So this is the mentality of the devotee. They don't mind this. Well, it is as jnani, again says the jnani, for devotee he will be happy. Prabhupada said everything is, business is gone, everything left me, no problem, it's Krishna's extra mercy. That is a different, devotee is different. It's a jnani again. So these jnanis, they are not disturbed by all these things. Tulya mit, tulya priya apriya. Tulya means equal. He is equal to the what is priya, means which is giving pleasure, and apriya, which is not giving pleasure. He is equal for both for him. They are both equal. There was one sadhu invited for doing some katha, and he was cooking for himself. He was not eating by anybody, cooked by anybody. So they gave him ingredients. He was cooking every day, eating. The last day, the host said, Maharaj, give me some prasad. So he gave him something. He said, there's no salt in this. How you are eating? So what you are gave? I am eating. I am here to do katha. I am not here to test, to get a test for my tongue. I am not worried whether it is salt or not. Whatever you gave, I cooked, I am eating. This is maintaining my body. So he said, I am not attached to the salt or sugar. I am here to do Krishna katha. So this is a type of jnani. They will eat whatever is given to them. You understand what I am saying? They are not for taste. Something is priya, some is apriya. There was one servant to a master. Well, once he was cutting the cucumber. So, master gave one piece to the servant to eat. And servant was eating. One, he gave two. He was eating. Then he tasted one, it was bitter. He said, useless. How you are eating this bitter? He said, my dear master, so many sweet things, whole life you are giving. Today only you have given something bitter and I should complain? I have also accepted this because how many good things you have given throughout my life? One bitter I should complain? So this is what the devotee has, this type of mood. All these things, this is a bitter thing. But he said, no, so many good things you have given. So what, this bitter thing I should cry and complain? No, it's not good. Then I am thankless. So this is the way the devotee develop his consciousness, these jnanis. They are not disturbed by all these things. Priya, apriya. Well, somebody says something which is very dear, something says something which is not dear, but they are not disturbed. Tulya ninda. Ninda means criticism. They are equal in criticism and samstuti, astuti. Astuti means prayer. Somebody says you are good and somebody says you are bad, no problem. Sometime when we go in preaching, people give us first class, 5-star facilities, and sometime we go to preaching and there is only the just chatai in our hand to sleep. So for sadhu, both are equal. Sometimes people put a garland and sometimes they say, get out from here. Why you are come here? Well, both are equal. They are saying something to this body, not me. Well, body is not good. What they think like. There was one person, one sadhu. Somebody came to him and he said, Maharaj, the person who is living in the next building is criticizing you like anything. Sadhu said, he don't know me. How can he criticize me? So Maharaj, you know your name, your ashram's name. He every day says something that you are this, you are this. He said, you know, he don't know me, I tell. Say, how you are saying, Maharaj? He said, does he know me that I am soul? He's criticizing my body? That is not, I also criticize, it's not good at all. It's giving me trouble. So he's criticizing this body, he's not criticizing his soul. Is it right or wrong? If he's criticizing body, then I'm also criticizing this body. This is the most worst thing. Body is giving trouble to me also. How bad is this body? We have to realize in due course of time. Krishna once asked Arjuna to find out the most dirty, filthy, useless, abominable thing on this planet. So he looked everywhere. He said, this may be bad. Pig is bad, eating is too. Oh no, no, this is terrible. Then he saw a pile of stool at one place. And it was so foul smelling, so he has to put a nose and ears, everything, eyes closed. And the sound came from the pile of stool. Why you are thinking I am bad? Foul smelling. Yesterday my name was Rasgulla, Gulab Jamun, Cake, Paneer Sabzi. It came in contact with your this bad machine and this is the position. This is your body which is bad, not I am bad. You understand this? But it's not that. It's to say I am not bad, it's your machine is bad. I was yesterday kaju, I was yesterday cashew nuts, I was yesterday gulab jamun, paneer sabzi. Only by coming in contact in 4 years you have made this thing out of me. So this is bad actually, this body is bad. And this jnani think, oh, let somebody criticize this body. That why should be fed up of getting these bodies again and again. I don't need these bodies. Then only we can really come to the knowledge that why should we accept this body which gives us suffering and trouble? So criticism is sometimes accepted very nice by devotees. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he was criticized, so apaman, then he got Bhagavan. So that criticism has made him to go and find out God. Vidura, he was criticized by Duryodhan and then he left everything and he became a greatest mendicant and he made the Maitreya Rishi. And the two cantos of Bhagavatam is Vidur Maitreya discussion. So this is what they are saying. See, this is body. This honor is to the body, dishonor is to the body. What about soul? They don't know anything about soul. You understand? This is the way language. So this is the last verse.
mana apmana tulya, tulya mitrari paksho, sarvarambha parityagi, gunatita sa uchyate. So man apman tulya. So first there's a ninda astuti, now is a man apman. So something is said with words and something is done physically, man apman. Man apman is physical. And ninda astuti is with words. So the two words has a different meaning. Somebody praise you by words, but somebody says man. Man means he gives you garland. Apman means he throw on you the shoe. You understand? If somebody throw on you shoes, you catch the shoe. He says, can you throw the other one? I can use the both. Huh? This one will not be useful to you and not me too. Send please the other one. No? Some sadhu, he went to some lady's house for getting alms. So lady was too nasty and she was mopping the floor and she has a dirty cloth. She threw on sadhu, hey, take this. Sadhu caught it. And he took it to the river. He washed it 10 times. Then he put in the aisle and in the night he made the light in the temple. He said, somehow she has at least started giving something. I'm using it in the service of the God. Maybe she can get benefit next time. She will be more. So see, he did not get that as a apman. No apman, no problem. So these are the higher. One sadhu, he was traveling in a boat crossing Yamuna, and there were 4 or 5 really nasty people sitting there, and they're saying, oh, he has no hair, hey taklo, hey sadhu baba. And then he is somehow he was not having any time, and it was midday, he wanted to chant Gayatri. So he asked somebody, what is the time, friend? That man was waiting with the hand, he put it on his head, 1 o'clock, so hard that his head was moving. He said, thanks God, if why would I asked 1 hour before this question, then he have put 12 hit on my head. So I am saved by one. Thank you God. Huh? Yeah, this is what this is what all these say. This is all the sadhu's language. You understand my... I am giving all these examples to see man apman tulya. There was other sadhu. Some policeman retired. And he thought, whole life in a police I was doing really nasty things, I should accept Guru. So he heard about his name, there's a good man. So he was going on his horse. When he reached to the place where he was living, a one man, bald man without any hair on the head came. And he somehow learned that if you get a man without hair, it is a bad omen. So he put 1, 2, yes, you are coming here to disturb my path going to the Guru. Put 1, 2, 3. He's a policeman, this was his nature. Then he went to the house of the saintly person. Everybody was sitting there for parvachan. And from the behind, from the hermitage came the same person. He has 3, 4 on his head. He was sadhu. So Guruji was sitting there and he was giving parvachan. Everybody learned and then left. Then in the end he went. He said, Gurudeva, I am sorry. I was not knowing ye on the way I met you and have 2, 3 on your head. Guru was smiling. He said, when you are going to buy even one earthen pot, you just try it is good or not. So you have tried the Guru, what is the problem? Huh? No problem. You know, when you go to buy the earthen pot, this is the way you say, is a pakka or kacha, is a complete or is a broken, you know, there's different sound. So all these sadhus, they have no man, apman, they are equal, no problem. Prabhupada in a big audience, there are 1,000 people, big hall, big disciples all around. And one young boy stood and said, Maharaj, what you are saying is not good. He was speaking some language and the devotee, Prabhupada said, maybe some past life, some karma is taking, let him, just no problem. He was not agitated at all. Not agitated at all.
In Calcutta Pandal program, the communist came because there was ₹1 per chair. So somehow they came, maybe agitation, something like that. Prabhupada immediately said, chant Hare Krishna. And said, so give them chair, something. I mean, he was not agitated at all by the people when they are disturbing him. How much problems Prabhupada has through in his life? How many difficulties he has undergone? It's simply to teach us that these troubles will come. But when we are fixed in devotional service, nothing will shake us. So these are the internal and external symptoms, are the behavior of the person who is beyond three modes of material nature. Again, remember, these are the jnanis. But Srila Prabhupada is giving side by side the devotee's nature. So now in this purport, translation you can read, in this purport, Arjuna submitted three different questions. So Prabhupada is saying three questions. We know these three questions, right? Now, Srila Prabhupada is saying, when he is not transcendentally situated, he is not envious. So word envy, is there anywhere word envy can you find in this? Dveshti. Some only one dveshti means envy. Can you see what is word to word meant for meaning for dveshti?
Does not hate.
Anyway, Prabhupada has actually summarized all these in one word, envy. Because all these things are because of enviousness. You know what Prabhupada is writing? Then he develops situated in no envy. Well, this envy, what Prabhupada is saying is hatred, dveshti, right? And no hankering, which is kankshati. This is the first verse. Is it okay? In purport, these words, envy and hankering, is dveshti and kankshati. Is it okay? You find these two words in your Sanskrit first verse. In first verse, there is a word dveshti and kankshati. Are these two words there? You found these two words? This, the envy is the meaning of dveshti, and hankering is the meaning of kankshati. So he's free from these two. Where are these two words, kankshati and dveshti? Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, right? So it means he is internally at a Brahma level. Internally he is beyond three modes. You understand these two words giving us the clue to the Brahma Bhuta stage. Is it alright? Okay, next. Next, Prabhupada is writing neutral, which means udasin. In a purport, can you find out neutral? Huh? Ninth line somewhere. Because he should. But as long as he is not out of the material body, he should be neutral. Neutral means udasin vadasinam. It's okay. Neutral is a word for udasin vadasinam. He is situated in the body as neutral. This is Prabhupada is giving an idea to us how we can do this. You engage your body in the service of Krishna, so you will forget that your body, you are fully engaged. This is a technique Prabhupada is giving after this neutral. Okay? One does not need the material body. You can reach this here? And he does not need to accept the dictation of the material body. What is this meaning? Who is dictating in the material body? Three modes. So what he is thinking is, he is using body in Krishna's service, this is for devotees. But the jnana is, this body, I don't need this body. Need of body, I am just soul. I am satisfied with that. So that is the theoretical understanding. How does he become aloof? He does not desire to enjoy the body, nor does he desire to get out of it. Thus transcendentally situated, the devotee becomes automatically free
He needs not to try to become free from the influence of the modes of material nature. So if devotee is engaged his body in service of Krishna, then he is not tempted by the early devotees. They used to say 2 hours a kirtan, 2 hours kirtan a day keeps maya away. Every day they were going after breakfast for kirtan, sankirtan. In the evening, coming too tired, just take prasadam. No, they don't think that we have any separate need of the body. So this is keeping body completely engaged in service of Krishna. That's a different thing. That is for the devotees. But the jnanis, so they mentally they do all this. Next question answered is here. So in this purport, actually, Prabhupada has given the first two questions, first two verses as the internal symptoms. You know, first two verses as an internal symptom, kaya linge. So, kaya linge, first question is answered into the first two verses in Prabhupada's purport. So this is, you note that first question of Arjuna, what are the symptoms of a person who is beyond three modes, is answered by two verses, verse number 22 and 23. Is it okay? Now the verse number 24 and 5, they describe behavior. Is it all right? How acharat? What the word is acharat? Kim acharet? Kim acharaha? Achara means acharan. Acharan means behavior. Okay? The next question, translation situated, what is his behavior? So honor and dishonor. So these all these words Prabhupada has used. Only you come to this line. The line where you can read this. He is equally disposed and sees everything on an equal level because he knows perfectly well that he has nothing to do with material existence. Is a full stop. After this, social and political issues do not affect him. What is the meaning of social and political? Social means there may be death somewhere, there may be something going on, so he will not be really much affected by that. Because you know, this is a material world. All these things are happening to everybody. It's not that it is only happening to this. So social, and what is politically? There may be change in political scenario. This is Prabhupada when met first time to the Bhakti Siddhanta. He was like a freedom fighter. And he said, no, as long as the India is not independent from British, what this bhakti will do? But what is the answer given by Bhakti Siddhanta? Bhakti cannot wait. The devotional service cannot wait for this. It means Bhakti Siddhanta was at a level above three modes. Political scenario was not disturbing him. You understand this? This is what this, if you immediately think of this. Politically, whatever, whoever comes as a prime minister or president, it makes no difference to us. That's what political and social. Social means in society. Political means in political. Because he knows this situation is temporary. When political is temporary and social is also temporary. Upheavals and disturbances. He does not attempt for anything to do. Check. Okay, these are the two questions in these four verses. First two verses, 22-23 is symptom, 24 and 5. Behavior. Now this is the answer to the third verse. Question. What is the third question of the Arjun? How to transcend three modes of material nature? Mam chayo abhi bhicharena bhakti yogena sevate saya gunan samaitaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate.
So, mam, Krishna is using, mam means me. Cha, yo, anybody. Avivicharena, bhakti, yogena. So, this is the only verse in the whole Bhagavad Gita where bhakti and yogin together are there. Bhakti, yogena. Nowhere else we can see there is a bhakti, but bhakti, yogena, two verses, not in any other verse. Maybe somewhere, but this is the special verse. Bhakti, yogena, by the practice of bhakti, yoga. Many places is only yoga, many places is only bhakti, but there's two words together, this is the only verse. Is it okay? Avibhicharena means, what is the meaning of avibhicharena? Uninterrupted, okay. What is Srila Prabhupada's word to word?
Without fail.
And what is the meaning of avibhicharena in a general common language? Say, when Krishna says aham, mam, and avibhicharena. See, this common sense in a Vedic civilization, this word is generally used. A chaste wife is called avibhicharani. Chaste wife who is only faithful to the one husband is called avibhicharani. The one who changes husband is called vibhicharani. So mam cha vibhicharani means only me. Bhakti for only me. Not to anybody else. This is the meaning of ananya. Ananya means continuous. And ananya means nanya, not anybody else, only me. You understand this? Krishna says, only my bhakti, nobody else. That is the meaning. Sometimes people say Krishna is selfish. You know, he's saying only my bhakti. In preaching, I ask people, what do you think? Your son should obey you, love you, or somebody else? What will be the answer of the people? Huh? Only me, because my son, right? So Krishna is father or not? Aham bija prada prada. So if he is saying only work for me, only obey me, is he wrong? Then I just put them in their own shoes. I said, oh, every husband thinks my wife should only love me. What do you think? Huh? Then everybody is really completely confused. So Krishna is Jagatpati, he is Jagannath. If he is saying you love me, what is wrong? So is right or wrong? Huh? It's very simple. So you have to understand, when he's saying something, he's saying out of love. Because he's our father and he's our master and he's our everything. So he's saying love me is right. Why? So we are not doing there, therefore we are vibhichara. So Krishna says, avibhicharena bhakti yogena. Avibhicharena bhakti yogena means devotion to nobody else except me. And continuous. Okay? Wife has to live throughout. Life, that's the meaning, right? Avivicharana bhakti yogena sagunana samataitana. He will immediately transcend in three modes of material nature where he reach brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He will reach to the stage of brahma. And brahma is the object of jnani. And this section is jnana. So Krishna is not saying he will come to me. He will say, this is because he is jnani, he will come to the level of brahma. So Srila Prabhupada's purpose is, he will come to Brahma, then he will come to Paramatma, then he will come to Bhagavan. So this is Prabhupada's purpose. Is okay? Now you understand avicharana? This avicharana doesn't mean ahituki. You know, this bhakti doesn't mean ahituki. That is pure devotional service. This is not pure devotional service. Still by this he will come to the Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. But the pure devotee devotion is start after that. Is it clear? Are you getting my point? He will come to the stage of Brahma, means liberated from three modes. But then he starts real bhakti. So this is not pure bhakti. Avibhicharana actually doesn't mean like ahituki, apratihata, or the definition we have this morning. What is the definition? Anyabilesha lalashita sunyam jnana vairagadi anavritam.
Anukulena Krishnanu Silanam Bhaktiruttam. It's not that bhakti. This is a sadhana. Sadhana of a jnani. So where, what is his goal? Brahma. So he will reach to this stage. He will realize Brahma. Is it okay? Now Srila Prabhupada's purport, immediately Srila Prabhupada says, he will reach to the Brahma, and after Brahma is Paramatma, and after Paramatma is Bhagavan. Is it right that? And this is the next verse, this commentary. Okay, then I think next verse has this commentary, Brahma ka Paramatma. Next verse has this commentary. So they both verses, there is more important verse. So what is in this commentary? This verse is reply to Arjuna's third question. That is all right. Yeah. Now come down. Krishna conscious activities are called bhakti yoga. Is it okay? Yeah. Now in this purport there is one other good thing. Always acting for Krishna. This includes not only Krishna, like our Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna here includes different plenary expense. What is the meaning of plenary? Plenary explanation? There are plenary, there are ansa, there are kala. Plenary means complete. Plenary expansion means complete in expansions. Ansa means of the plenary. And kala means just a one portion. You know, so these are the different gradation of incarnation. Plenary means complete incarnation. And only Prabhupada has given two names like Ram and Narayan. Ram in this world and Narayan in the Vaikuntha. You know, Narayan never come here. He is in Vaikuntha, So he used these two words. So it's plenary. This is plenary. Parushuram is a kala something. Even some are Shakti Avesh. They have only ansa. So some kala, some ansa, you have to know this all from the first canto of Bhagavatam, where all the incarnation are given in third chapter and seventh chapter of second canto. And Bhagavat Laghu Amrita of Rupa Goswami, where there is a description of which incarnation is plenary, which is ansa, which is kala. So this is a different subject matter. Is it okay? Now come to the next page. In devotional service means to acquire equality with Krishna, equality with Krishna. So here Prabhupada is using this Brahma as eligibility for a person to know Krishna. The Lord says that His nature is eternal bliss and full of knowledge, Satchitanand, and the living entities are part and parcel of Him. Gold particle is a part of gold mine, so gold mine is Krishna. Gold particle is living entity. Is it okay? This is an analogy. Does the living entity in His spiritual position is as good as gold? As good as Krishna in quantity. Now rest of the purport is to defeat the Mayavad philosophy. Okay? It's not that we become one with Krishna that we lose our identity. Krishna keep His identity, we keep our identity. Why? Because bhakti is only there when there is a Bhagavan and there is a bhakta. So there is no loss of identity. Then again the same verse is quoted, 18th chapter. Can you see? Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Oh, this is an example given here. Like an assistant of the king must acquire the qualification. This is another example given here. To know the king,
you must have some qualification to know Krishna. We have to at least come to the Brahm, stage of Brahm, otherwise we will not know Krishna. We have to come through beyond three modes of material nature, because Krishna is beyond three modes of material nature. So this is an example. Brahm is resting on me. I am the foundation of Brahm. Brahm is my effulgence. That's what he's saying. Brahmano hi pratishta aham. Aham means Krishna. I am the source of Brahm. Brahm emanate from me. Brahm is resting on me. This is the meaning. Is it okay?
Yes.
Now, what are the qualities of the Brahma? Amritasya. In this purpose, these are three things. You see, the conclusion of the Brahm is immortality. These are the four symptoms given first. Brahm is the beginning of transcendental realization. Paramatma, the super soul, is middle and the second stage. And the transcendental realization, personality of Godhead or Bhagavan or Absolute Truth, is the last. Is it okay? So for Jnanis, four Kumaras, they went to the Vaikuntha. They smelled the tulsi and the sandalwood and the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and that transformed them to the Is it all right? What is the next example? Other example. Sukhdev Goswami. He was in a Brahmadrat because they disrespect your lotus feet. So there is a risk at the level of Brahm, Prabhupada is saying now. All right? Then the Upanishads are quoted. Then Srila Prabhupada in the Upanishad is quoted that you have to come to the level to know the God, and once we know God, then we will have the same enjoyment as God. Like king's servant is having a same enjoyment as a king. This is an example given here, analogy. Can you see the analogy here? You found the analogy and the servant of the king? Okay, now this is repeatedly same thing will come in all these chapters. See, go to the next para, living entity. In this para, go down at least. Srila Prabhupada gives practical hints how to practice bhakti. What is the practical hint? The method is prescribed from the 22nd to the last verse of this chapter. What we should do? Simple, one should always engage in the service of the Lord, should eat the remnants of the foodstuff, offer to the deity, smell flowers, see places of the Lord's pastime, and his now, if you have questions or comment, please welcome few minutes. Your question is answered somewhere or is still is answered?
My question is, once Loka was saying that the modes are, three modes are coming, he is like, you know, indifference, very good discipline. But like, you know, with devotion, you give them, you know, I know I did the instruction, like, we should strive for to get mode of goodness. When the mode of goodness comes, we should not, you know, like, contemplate and to make it more, like, if the mode of goodness comes, we should